The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
We're, of course, in GMHBA Stadium that the Cadinia Park Stadium Trust is now the overseer of, and we're lucky enough, every year we get him on for a chat, and it's great to once again to be chatting to their CEO, Gerard Griffith. Gerard, welcome back to K-Rock Footy.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Now, we turn the clock back 22 days when we were last here, and it's fair to say there has been some progress at the Foo Fighters end of the ground.
I did enjoy your call of the six-quarter AFL-VFL game. I thought that was a fantastic day. But yes, the concrete is being poured, the piers are coming out of the ground, and it's actually 1 year, and this is finished to the day.
To the day.
This is practical completion day in 1 year's time.
Okay. So we've seen what's taken place. What will we see? We've got three home games in the next 5 weeks. What will we see, you know, tangible over the next 5 weeks take place? As you said, the piers are starting to come up. What else? What by the end of May do you think will be in place?
You'll see a lot of concrete poured, and I'll call it the spine of a grandstand being formed. So the rakers, the concrete struts will all be around. So you'll start to see the bones of a concourse, the bones of seating plats, and the bones of a stand. You know, you'll see behind the back there, the core is where, you know, your lifts and your stairwells are, but you'll actually see this thing really come out of the ground. And I should say, it's not just the grandstand we're building. We're building the sports museum in there, and we've got the cricket hub out the back as well. So we've got three components all starting to emerge from the ground. So
on field, we've had 37 millimetres according to the weather gauge out at Geelong Racecourse. So that's pretty comparative to what would fall here. Have you had the hush puppies out on the deck and got a bit of a feel underneath for it?
I did. The first thing I did is met up with Liam, our curator, and we went for a walk, and I would call it probably a soft five.
Right, okay.
Using track language.
Yep.
Yeah. It's reasonably firm, but there are a couple of spots that are a bit spongy where they get a little bit more work during the week with your VFL, AFL training. Yeah.
Were you here last night when the rain was falling? And of course we had that famous one back, I think it was early 2016, when there was going to be a NAB Cup game, I think it was the Bulldogs and St Kilda, that flooded the ground, delayed the start, flooded Moorabool Street. Were we getting into that realm of, you know, sheets of water on the ground?
I wasn't here last night, but I was speaking to someone who was. We weren't in that league. We were in that league about, it must have been February when we had another one of those really bad heavy falls where it did sheet across the ground. Thank goodness we didn't have a footy game the next morning after that.
Gerard, with the Commonwealth Games turning up in 4 years for regional Victoria, which promises to be sensational for our state, what else can we expect down here? There's always something going on.
Well, we're waiting to hear what the Com Games is going to officially do. You know, we're waiting for the knock on the door. The knock on the door is due pretty soon from the Commonwealth Games organisation. What that brings is, I'm quoting what I'm reading in the papers here. Obviously, T20 cricket's in the Com Games, women's T20 cricket. So I'm sure we're going to be one of the cricket venues. What else comes? Not so sure yet, but hopefully there's a little bit more than just the cricket. Foo Fighters, you touched on the Foo Fighters. I'm really hopeful that we've kicked off a new tradition for the stadium, which is it's a rock and roll venue every 18 to 24 months, something like that. As recently as yesterday, I met with the CEO of Always Live, who've got this festival of music that they want to do every year. I'm pretty confident we're in the mix to be, receiving a concert, as I say, 18 to 24 months apart most times. You know, there's a lot of factors in there with bands and where they're going to come from and where they're going to go next and can it work in Geelong and whatnot. But we've definitely made a mark to receive concerts.
Terrific. A lot of key stakeholders here. So you've got the footy club, the cricket club, there's netball courts over the back with the swimming pool, St Mary's are just over there. What strategies have you got to help to get them all on the same page with what that future looks like?
So we are working with Geelong Council on a master plan for the whole block of land, the whole precinct. We have a committee called Cadinia Park Advisory Committee where we all get together every 2 months and talk about navel gaze, the future of the parkland. But we're very, very keen on that piece of work that Geelong Council are working on, the master plan. But of course, the master plan, the X factor is what the Com Games is going to do. Yeah. So you've got the master plan here, you've got the Com Games there. At some stage, they'll have to be a meeting in the middle and reset accordingly.
Before I throw you to Pete Ryan, athletics unfortunately ruled out being held here because of the dimensions of the ground.
Yes, you would be bulldozing a lot of the level one seeding bowl to fit in a Commonwealth Games Aths track. Yes, yes. I was involved in the Aths track at the MCG when we did the 2006 Com Games, and even that struggles to get inside the MCG. You have to bulldoze a lot of the seeding bowl at the punt road end.
It was really quick turnaround to get the Foo Fighters here. You didn't have much time. Can you tell us about how you actually managed to pull that together? And did Dave Grohl know he was actually in Geelong, do you think?
15 days was the... we got a phone call 15 days out, which is very, very tight to put on a concert. And that was from Visit Victoria and this company called Always Live, who are a branch of Visit Victoria. So what did we have to do? We had to knock on the door of the footy club real quickly because they were minutes away from the men's season starting. So we have really good relationships with Steve Hocking and Simon Kelleher there. So they happily relocated because they were going to the Gold Coast anyway for an AMI game. So they were happy to move out of the way. We had to talk to the AFL about the women's schedule, the last couple of rounds of the women's schedule. They helped us as well. And then it was basically dust yourselves off and go with the roller coaster of, like, it's a massive exercise of gear being brought into the place. Fortunately, I've got a little bit of a history of working with those people from the MCG days, so we brought some people in that I knew that we could help us just logistically pull off the ins and outs. And as you guys probably witnessed that day of the AFL-VFL practice game, literally minutes after the siren, the forklifts were queued up down there in that race and they were ready to come on. There were some little tricks and tips we used from, or certainly the learnings from the MCG, to protect the turf. The key there is to put the high quality protection over the field. So we didn't kill that much grass, and where we did kill, we expected to kill it. So fortunately, it panned out. But you are running to the minute, and even on the night of the concert, like, the most important person in the ground on the night of the concert was the lady from the Weather Bureau. She was fantastic at predicting when the storm was going to hit. And yes, I think Dave did get a little bit confused as to whether he was in Melbourne or Geelong that night. We all remember.
No, no. It was a great night for Geelong. But you say, yeah, 18 to 24 months, you have concert. Is that just for the logistics of getting the next one up and then you'd have more regularly? Or is it you're thinking one every 2 years of that scale?
Look, I'm guessing when I say 18 to 24 months, but you know, there's a whole game of wheeling and dealing to set up bands who come this far. And you've got to set up a series of stadia or venues. So we don't do that for a living. The Frontier Touring Groups and the Mushroom Groups are the ones who do that for a living, and now Always Live. So there's a fair bit of lead time normally to get this thing pulled off, because you've got to, you know, basically you're tapping into a lot of AFL NRL venues across the country. So we all know how that's got to be positioned. That's pretty hard.
When do you start talking to Cricket Australia about next summer and Renegades? Is that something that's now starts to evolve as we get into the depths of winter?
Yes, we continue to talk to the CEO of Melbourne Renegades and Nick Cummins, the CEO of Cricket Vic, about hopefully another two games here next summer. As they do, they're reviewing the men's BBL as to where exactly to place it. But I'd be hopeful we'd be having another two games in that early January window. Yeah.
The AFL Bowen finals are always subject to much debate. Now, I think you probably knew this question was coming, and that's the GFL.
Yes.
Have you started chats with Bruce Harwood and his cohort? And where does that sit for potentially seeing the GFNL playing their football and netball in the precinct?
Firstly, we'd always like to have it. That's the bottom line. But it's obviously got to work for them more than us. If they want to come here, we'll gladly have them. Had a coffee with Bruce about a month ago. Talked through some of the logistics we're navigating, because one of the things he needs is lots of change rooms. If he's going to put grand final day, he's got to put three games on. So we're not as logistically suitable for him at the moment. So that's for him to now go back into his cohort and discuss. But let's say the grandstand's finished in a year's time, I would hope, you know, they were logistically a little bit easier for them. But, you know, it's in their court to think about what they do.
Okay. One that was discussed going back when the NAB League boys fixture was released, the Geelong Falcons, are called the Geelong Falcons, and they play one home game in Geelong, and that was out at Deakin. Why can't they get out on this venue? Are they priced out of it, Jared?
I don't believe so. I haven't had a conversation with the Falcons for a while, but we're open to it. Like, we'll have Vic Metro, Vic Country games here. So to an extent, it might be more about the world they've got to navigate and fixtures they've got to work in and around than more so than us. But it's a bit like the GFL. If we can make it work, I certainly believe we want to have at least one game a year here, if not a couple more, if it's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so... sorry, Pete.
No, I was just going to ask, back to the grandstand, which is open in a year, all going well, Cricket and Sports Museum. What about the public? What seating, what members will be have reserve seats, standing room? Can you tell us what it'll be made up of?
Yes. So you're looking at a grandstand that's going to hold 14,000 people, made up a mix of reserve seats for the footy club, 2,500 standing room spots.
Right. So I get that question.
I get that question a lot. I actually think that's going to be the best standing room in Australia, because it's basically you're going to be behind that right goal post, point post.
Yep.
And you'll be arched right on the field. So I'm actually looking forward to standing for a game there myself to see what it's like. So there's about 2,500 for standing room. And then, and this is a call for the footy club, how much do they give to general admission or not? But that's going to hold about 14,000 people when it's finished. And you're sitting around that occupancy of about 40,000 for the place.
No, we can't wait. So you would expect then, so once that April 30 completion takes place, how quickly can they play an AFL game after that?
It wouldn't surprise me where April 30 lands. I actually haven't looked what day of the week
it is. It'll be a Sunday.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we're playing a game that day. You know, because as we know how hard fixturing is with the AFL, we want the Cats to have still their 9 home games here.
Yep.
So AFL want to get cracking and getting those games into place.
So say round 7 falls, and then the Cats are going to jam probably 9 into 16 or 17 rounds, which is very doable considering...
And they've done it before within 2017 for the grandstand we're in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Jared, $142 million. It's going to give us something very special that Geelong are going to be very proud of. No doubt we'll talk more over the next 12 months. Hopefully talk to you again on K-Rock Footy before the season's done, maybe a bit later in the year when there's that run of games where the Cats are at home, and we'll see this grandstand go up before our eyes this year, and we can't wait to what it unfolds into in season 2023. Really appreciate your time. You're doing a power of work. Plenty of things to keep you interested, concerts, all sorts of stuff. And, of course, this master plan, I think we're all going to keep a very close eye on as well as things unfold with the Com games. Appreciate your time as always. Appreciate the trust making you available, and look forward to catching you soon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Jared Griffin, the CEO of the Cooninia Park Stadium Trust, joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.